My name is Paola Testa. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. The date is the 10th of September 2009 and the time is 4:15 a.m. Please could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from?
Yeah, my name is John Kennedy. I'm 39 years old and I'm from Falkirk.
And have you travelled to London tonight especially for your hour on the plinth?
I have, yes. Travelled down by train.
And arriving at the square and seeing the plinth in action, has it been how you imagined it would be?
I don't know really. I tried to access the video on the website, but I couldn't. So I hadn't really seen any footage of what was going on because I wanted to see what other people were doing. But as I suppose because it's quite early in the morning, there doesn't really seem to be much going on, so that's fine, really. I thought it would be quite quiet, fairly quiet, and I think it is, really, from what I've seen.
How are you feeling about going up on the plinth?
Yeah, okay. It's coming up for 4:15 in the morning. I'm still quite tired. I've only had about an hour's sleep overnight, so I'm probably still half sleeping or half awake. But otherwise I'm okay.
What is it about the project that first appealed to you when you heard about it?
I just thought it was a pretty bizarre thing, actually, quite a bizarre concept. I'm also surprised that no one had really thought of doing it before, at least as far as I'm aware. I was aware that there isn't any sort of permanent sculpture on the plinth, so there have been temporary things put there in the past. I was sort of aware of that. I don't know really. It seemed like a good idea at the time. But now that I'm actually here, I'm okay. I'm glad that I am here. Yeah.
And when you first heard that you had a place, what was your initial reaction?
I was a little bit shocked, actually. Really. I think it's one of these things that you see and you think, oh, I'll apply for that, and then a few weeks later you get the email telling you that your name's come up. So it was quite a nice surprise.
And what is your interpretation or understanding of the hour and what it's all about? How have you
Well, as I understand it, basically you can just make of it whatever you want. You know, I've sort of read the literature that I was sent, and it says that there's no right or wrong way to do it. You know, as long as you're not outraging public decency or whatever, you know, anything goes.
And sincerely, yeah. Had a place, have you thought a lot about what you'll be doing for the hour? Has it taken up a lot of time or not?
It hasn't actually. I have to be truthful and admit that I haven't prepared anything at all, and I've told people that I'm coming down here to do this thing, and they've been saying, oh John, you really should do something. You'll have to get a theme, you'll have to, you know, make a statement or something. I've just been so busy at work and doing other things that it's just sort of slipped my mind, really. And before I knew it, I was due to come down here and actually do it. So I did decide to actually come down after all and just go through with it. Because it is a once-in-a-lifetime thing, really. You know, I think if I had said that I was going to do it and then not followed through with it, I think I probably would have regretted not doing it.
you decided to spend the hour?
Well, I suppose almost by default, I'm just kind of going to just go up there and sit and watch the world go by, really. I'm just going to go up and sit and watch the watchers, really. I don't know how many people will be watching me. I suppose there will be quite a few in the square itself and probably more online. I'm just going to go up and sit and relax, really. I'm feeling quite relaxed as it is, which sort of surprises me, actually. Just chill out, as they say.
Would you like to interact with people in any way, either on the square or with people online?
Well, interact in a good way, I suppose. I'm not going to go up and sort of start shouting at people. If passers-by want to talk to me, that's fine. They can try and attract my attention in a polite way, and I might deign to reply to them. But, you know, we'll see what happens. I don't know how they would actually interact with me online, come to think of it.
Will you be talking to them?
Oh, right.
I don't know really.
I suppose it really depends on whoever's there and watching me, really. I can always talk to myself if no one talks to me, if the worst comes to the worst. But yeah, we'll just see how it goes.
Have you got any expectations at all?
Absolutely none. None at all. From what I have seen, there seems to be quite a few people around, which, by that I mean people actually in the square. I don't know if it's normally this busy. I don't know, this is my first time in Trafalgar Square, so I don't really know what normally goes on here at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, so. We'll just see what happens.
Impact,
I don't really know. I don't know if it will. I don't know if it has to, really. There probably doesn't have to be any sort of impact to legitimise it, I suppose. I don't know really. Well, I suppose it's a good conversation piece, in a way, really. I can always say that I have been on the fourth plinth in Trafalgar Square. You know, my hour of fame, not just my 15 minutes.
You said it's your first time to the square. What's your impression of it?
It's quite impressive, actually, to see it for the first time in daylight. I've never been to this part of London before, funnily enough, and very impressive, very busy, with people from all over Britain, all over the world. But yeah, it was strange to actually come to a place which is so familiar. Through seeing it on television and films and things like that. you do get a sense of sort of deja vu when you come into it. You think, oh, this is a bit spooky actually, it feels like I've been here before. And in a sense you have, really, vicariously. But no, it's nice. It is nice actually to see all the different people from all over the world just coming to London and enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Would you mind telling me a little bit about what you do in normal day-to-day life? What do you do for a living?
Yeah, sure. I'm a civil servant in Edinburgh. I work for the Registers of Scotland, which it's the Scottish equivalent of the Land Registry in England and Wales. So it's basically dealing with people buying and selling property and registering their title deeds and what have you.
Do you enjoy your work?
Officially, yes. Unofficially, no.
How did you get into that line of work?
By accident, really. I was working somewhere else, which was a bit of a dead end, so I thought I would apply to the civil service, and I got the job there, and it sort of turned out to be another dead end.
And what are your interests outside of work?
Well, I suppose interests and hobbies sort of coincide for me in sort of education, really, higher education. I'm quite into that. At the moment I'm doing my third degree. I'm doing that with the Open University. I'm doing that part time as well as working full time. So yeah, I get my kicks out of doing degrees and putting letters after my name. The first one was undergraduate degree in classics from the University of Edinburgh. The second was a postgraduate degree in librarianship from Robert Gordon in Aberdeen. I'm doing another classics degree, so postgraduate master's. So that's my third master's that I'm doing.
And what do you enjoy about studying and learning?
I have a talent for it. I know that because I've got the pieces of paper to prove it. I like the challenge of it, the rigour of it. I like to research subjects that interest me personally. Yeah, I love the classics. That's my sort of my first academic love, if I can put it like that. That's what I'm really into. So yeah, I've got the chance to keep studying it, so I've taken that chance, and I suppose I always will. I've got the next degree lined up after this one.
What will that be?
Oh, that'll be a doctorate, a PhD. I want to do that. I suppose it's the next logical step, so I've come this far, so I'm not going to stop now. So yeah, that's a sort of longer term goal to do that.
And how do you find time to do that with a regular job? Would you not like to be an academic or
not really. I really wouldn't sort of like to teach people at any level, really, whether it's school or in higher education. I prefer to do the research without the sort of teaching distractions. But it is quite difficult to combine it when you're working full time as well. It can be quite tiring sometimes, but I've managed it so far. So that sort of bodes well for the future.
And aside from that, what are some of the things that are important to you?
Well, I suppose this is going to sound really corny, but I suppose the older you get, the more you do realise that your family is probably the most important thing. Your family and friends, really. I know it's a cliche, but, you know, a cliche is a cliche because it's true, I suppose.
What have their reactions been to doing this?
Sort of bemusement, I suppose, really. Yeah, they think it's probably the sort of thing that John would do, actually, yeah.
Have you taken part in arts projects before?
I haven't actually, no. No.
What has your experience of this project been like for you since hearing that you had a place to this moment now? What has that been like?
Well, it's been pretty minimal, really. I've had a couple of phone calls from the event team. And that's been it, really. Which is okay. There hasn't been any sort of pressure put on me by anyone. So that's fine by me.
And are you able to describe what the opportunity means to you to be one of the 2,400 people involved?
Probably not at the moment, actually. Maybe after I do it, I could maybe answer that question. I'll have a better idea. I'll see how it goes and whether I enjoy it or not. But no, now that I'm actually here, I'm quite looking forward to it. Yeah.
And if you think back to your profile on the website, you asked to put three words that describe you. Do you remember what you put?
I don't think I put anything, actually. I think I was asked when I was asked whether to accept or not. And I think we got the chance to put the three words or phrases in. I don't think I could think of anything at the moment, so I think I just left it blank, really. I'm trying to think just now what I could give you for the three words, but I still can't, really. You're probably better off asking someone who knows me, really.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Have a good hour.
Thank you.